What's up, bitches? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Listen, Bitch, your podcast with Brandon Lynette. Fuck yeah. Let's just jump into this, okay? I'm so excited because I was very organized Sunday and I wrote out the topics I wanted to talk about. So literally, I wrote it out. I made all my TikToks. I fucking killed it. I did all the things. So I don't have to like think about it or last minute try to figure it out. With that being said, make sure you're in my Listen Bitch Facebook group where it's interactive and you can share your ideas for future podcasts or set me up with someone, give me some suggestions on who you think would be great sitting across from me, literally on a Zoom call. Okay, we're not getting in person here. I'm antisocial and I just want to be in the comfort of my own home. So, who do you think would be a great guest for the podcast? Who do you want to hear in a conversation with yours truly? I want to know. Make sure you're in the group and then make sure you have subscribed to this podcast. You know, I don't monetize it. If you ever hear an episode and it's life-changing for you, then Venmo me some cash to buy a cup of chai tea. Okay. I appreciate it. That's a fair exchange. But otherwise, make sure you're sharing the fuck out of this with your friends and family and loved ones. I want you to spam people, just tell everybody about it. I try to get my kids, both of my girls go to, one's in a Christian college and one's in a Catholic college. And I'm like, just take my business cards and drop them around the school. And neither of them will do it. I wonder why. Probably because it says, listen, bitch, and hush on religion. So I need your guys' help because my kids have, they've ignored my requests. And I get it. I get it. I mean, my boys in middle school and high school are excited to take the cards and share them. And I don't know how well that would go over. I mean, if they just drop them here and there and stick them on, walls and all the things, because who doesn't need this podcast in their life, especially when we're talking about today's topic? Okay. I'm literally going to give you tips on how to stay calm in any situation when people around you are losing their fucking minds, okay? I find myself mirroring people, and this is a natural reaction to people when we are talking to them. And that is why it is so fucking important that you are staying around positive people. But sometimes you can't. Like if you're at a job, you don't get to choose necessarily the people that are in your environment or all your things, right? So if this is someone that is like always sick, always feeling bad, always having bad days, and like, never have anything good or exciting to talk about or say. Like, you can't let their shit become your shit, right? And especially in a marriage or a relationship, I've had to navigate this because my husband for so long hated his job and he would come home and be angry and he'd wake up and be angry because he hated his job. But I used to make that my shit. I used to make it about me. Like, oh my God. What's going on? What can I do? When it had nothing to do with me, and it has nothing to do with me, and I had no control over his emotions. He gets to choose. He's a powerful creator, just like the rest of us. It takes time to realize that, but you do make a big impact on people when you take responsibility for who you are and the world you're creating and your emotions. Like, you do balance people out. Like, I love it. I love it when people tell me, especially clients on a Zoom where they're like, oh my gosh, it feels good just to sit, on a Zoom with you. Like your energy feels good. You get to be that for people because you are a source of like healing and refuge. Once you start taking control of your own shit and you own your power, you bring a sense of calm to other people. Like, I like to control the energy in the room, control what I'm focused on, control what I allow in or out. And I'm very intentional about that. I literally just sneezed like the hardest and loudest I've ever sneezed. Like I went like three times before that shit came out. I have no idea what's going on right now, but that was kind of hilarious. It took me a minute to stumble on the button to pause it so you guys literally didn't have to hear me sneeze in your fucking ear. But anyway, so back to the topic. We're talking about the phenomenon of stress spreading called secondhand anxiety. Okay, secondhand stress. It's just like a neurological phenomenon. So there's no diagnosis for it. It's not an illness or a disorder, but it's just kind of how emotions spread. And this has been proven. If you need the science, I get it. We never win because you believe in science. the science behind it. They've done the brain research where, you know, scientists can measure your reactions in your fucking brain, obviously. So they can see this kind of thing. But what we want to do is understand how this anxiety kind of works, okay? Because it teaches us more about, like, the social nature of emotions. But then I'm going to go through and I'm going to give you tips on how to deal with the emotions, okay? We've got, like, mirror neurons. That's what they're called. They're cells in the brain that produce an empathetic response to the behaviors we see around us. That's it. And I think this is why I sneeze, because I was thinking about the fact that when you sneeze because someone around you sneezed, okay? Or if you ever, like, watch someone, like, you guys, there's this basketball video, and I don't watch a lot of stuff that makes me sick to my stomach anymore. So, like, if someone gets hurt on a, you know, in any sports, I don't watch it. I'm like, I haven't even been able to watch, like, my husband and I used to watch UFC fights. I don't watch with him anymore because it just doesn't make me feel good. Okay. Doesn't make me feel good to see people getting their ass beat. Like, I feel sick to my stomach. I literally feel it. Like, I watched this basketball video once and this guy's leg fucking cracked and, like, bones came out. It was gnarly. And I could not get the image out of my head. I literally, my leg hurt for like a week. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? You feel the pain watching someone else get hurt. Whether it's in person or fucking on the TV, that's a mirror neuron, okay? It happens, like, if you see someone, you know, raising their arm or, like, you know, squeezing their fist, or, you know, when I see someone not move their hands for a while, like, if I see someone and their hand is just in one spot forever, it makes me feel anxious and I have to squeeze my hand together. Just weird fucking shit, okay? But these are the same neurons that are responsible for performing the same actions ourselves, okay? We experience that empathetic response. So when they're doing these studies, like, this emotion is communicated on the level of the body itself. And, like, people echo the emotions. Like, people echo each other anyway. And this is a great way to become a great communicator, is to become a mirror with the person you're talking to. And they teach this in sales, okay? They teach this in sales. They teach this in marketing and all the things. Like, if you want someone to be agreeable while you're talking to them, nod your head up and down. And then they're going to suddenly be nodding their head up and down. I'm going to tell you, like, my husband is the best at mirroring people. Whoever he's talking to, like, he is totally on their level. And I think that's why he's so likable, because, like, he's right there in their experience and, like, relatable, because he mirrors them. Like, if his dad's here, he's his dad's twin, and they're standing the same. They're making the same movements. They both, you know, have the same comments. Like, it's hilarious. Even with his friends, he does the same thing. So this is the thing. If we can pick up anxiety from the environment, the truth is we can also receive and transmit joy. Okay. So if you want to support the people around you without losing your cool, let's spread some positive emotion. Okay. We want to spread positive emotion, but there's some things that we need to practice before we get to that. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do before we talk about how we can spread that joy and how we can be a beacon of good energy and light for other people, we're going to learn how to fucking handle stress like a Zen monk. Okay? Okay. Step number one, take care of your body. A calm mind is best supported by a healthy body. What does that mean, bitch? You've got to eat well. You've got to get your sleep. You got to do some exercise. And when your body is out of sorts, your mind is at it's not going to be resilient. It's at its weakest moment. A well-cared for body is the foundation of a durable and stress-resistant mind. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed about this. I don't want you to think like, oh my God, I can never do this because there's so much I'd have to change. It's literally one small improvement in your diet each week. One small thing, okay? And then experiment with your sleep schedule. Just fuck with it. How can you get the best sleep for yourself, okay? And I make sleep a non-negotiable thing here. I have zero fucks given. I do not feel bad. I used to feel bad because my husband can't sleep. Like, he sleeps like 6 hours a night and then he has to get up. It's like a fucking alarm in his body. And me, I'm bitching if I don't get 8 hours. I'm like, oh my God, I got 6 hours. And he looks at me like, what the fuck? And I don't give a fuck because I have to have the 8 hours and I don't apologize for it. Like, I just need that. Seven, I'm a little okay, but like, start getting me down to 6 and 5 hours and I am not okay. I am not okay. My body is not firing and wiring together. I'm just fucking off the rails. Okay. My microdosing mushrooms be damned, because if I don't have sleep, doesn't matter what else I do, I just feel fucked. So sleep is fucking important. And you've got to get exercise somehow. Okay. Go for a fucking walk, you know, do some sit-ups and push-ups while you're watching TV. I don't give a fuck. I literally did not want to do my workout today. So I brought my iPad out because my videos, my workout videos are on my phone. So I'm watching them on my phone. I brought my iPad out and I was going to watch a show. I ended up doing the workout without having to watch the show, but bitch, I don't give a fuck. If I'll lay there and watch TV and do my workout, I don't give a shit. Whatever gets it done, okay? Go for a walk, do some little things, whatever it is, you know, dance around the house, have a dance party with your kids, just move your fucking body. These three simple things matter more than you might realize. This is going to be the foundation for your Zen moments, okay? We talked a little bit about breathing last week, and I'm going to keep talking about breathing because I'm loving the research I'm finding, like doing, going down rabbit holes of just reading how crazy breathing just can impact your body and your mind and your soul. So breathe, bitch. Your breathing is the only aspect of your physiology that you can control easily. Okay. There are plenty of breathing techniques you could try when you're feeling stressed. Take long, slow, deep breaths. Do the four count. Okay. I know they do this for a lot of PTSD, like people that are spiraling and they're feeling, you know, really going through an attack or someone in an anxiety moment. I think they call it box breathing, but you inhale for 4 seconds, you hold it for 2 seconds, and you exhale for 6 seconds. And you do that 4 times. I mean, you could just breathe normally as long as you're keeping your full attention on your breath, right? And we talked about this last week, bitch. You have to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. This is key. Don't be a fucking mouth breather. You are cheating yourself of solid core oxygen that your lungs need. Breathe in through your nose. It's a must, okay? But just pay attention to your breathing. Feel the air moving in and out of your body with the awareness of the energy and tension you want to bring, okay? I use my out breath to literally build my wall of protection. So like as I'm driving to work, it's in through my nose, out through my mouth. And every time I breathe out, that wall gets thicker. That way, you know, when someone is talking to me, I'm not experiencing their emotions. I'm listening. I can empathetically listen to their things without letting it be my shit. Okay. I breathe and I build my energy barrier as I do it. There are numerous techniques designed to help you relax. Fucking Google it. And then what you're going to do is you're going to practice them all and see which style of breathing works best for you. Okay. Another thing that's important is that when you're stressed and someone that's stressed comes in, it fucking 10Xs your stress. Okay. That's not the kind of 10X we want in our body, right? Grant Cardone, we want to 10X the good shit, not the fucking stress. So you have to relax your body. When you feel stressed, there is a part of your body that is stressed too, okay? Literally a body part. Find the tense, uncomfortable part of your body and focus on relaxing it. Do you get tense in your shoulders? Do you clench your fists? Do you, you know, clench your jaw? What are you doing that part of your body that's tense and uncomfortable? If you put your focus in on it, you calm it down to relax it, and then you just work your way down your body. I learned to do this. I was in a group home at one point of my juvenile life, and this is where I was introduced to meditation. Okay. This was my first experience with it. We had to lay out some yoga mats and we lay down on it and we had to go through this meditation. And through this meditation, she's teaching us how to fall asleep easy or whatever. You know, it's a bunch of angry teenage girls rebelling against life. And so she just wants to calm us the fuck down. But it was literally just a meditation where you're just taking your body and you're talking to each part of your body to put it to sleep. Like your head is relaxed, you're unclenching your jaw, your shoulders are relaxed. You just move down your entire body and just tell your body to relax. You realize your brain is the boss. Your body's not the boss of you. Your brain is the fucking boss. Let your brain be the boss and your brain is going to fucking own the shit and be like, bitch, listen to me. You're fucking relaxed. Relax your entire body, okay? And then I want you to focus on the positive, because there is a positive aspect to any negative situation. Even if it's like, holy fuck, I'm glad that's not me. I'm glad I'm not her, okay? You talk to someone so negative, and, you know, my husband deals with someone that's super negative in his life, and it's literally like we have to laugh. Like, do you imagine how fucking miserable people have to be that negative? Like, so my husband is like, I'm just glad I'm not him. I'm glad I could see what this looks like, so I'm not that. You have to look for the positive, and your brain's going to feel more at ease. Most of us focus on the negative and then we ignore the positive. You're going to do the opposite and you're going to feel the calm. Okay. Focus on solutions. Focusing on problems, that is stressful. That's stressful. And you can't do anything about the problem if it's there. It's just you have to fucking deal with it. So focus on the solutions is less stressful. And if there's not a solution, there's no reason to worry. Because if there's not a solution, there's no value in worrying. I said this yesterday. There's never a benefit to worrying. When has it ever helped you? When has it expanded your life experience? It doesn't. It fucks it up. It puts a block. You worrying is literally telling the law of attraction, fuck you. I don't want anything from you except a bunch of more bullshit like this. I want to keep fucking worrying because I'm clinging to this and I love it. And the universe is like, your wish is my command, bitch. Here you go. Here's a plate of worry. And you're going to wake up tomorrow with a whole other plate of worry. Then you got all your fucks, nowhere to give them, and you're just fucked. That's it. All the things. You're just in a fucking mountain of fuckery. Okay? There's never a benefit to worrying. So knock it off already. You're choosing. You're choosing. You're choosing. Manage your thoughts. Do you imagine the worst when something negative happens? Are you fucking ruminating on your difficulties? Manage your headspace, because that is necessary to stay calm regardless of the situation. Consider if your thoughts are helping you to remain calm or creating stress. And that's literally get a thought journal in the moment and write down your thought and ask yourself, is this making me more stressed or is this calming me down? Most people imagine the worst and their brains and bodies respond accordingly. Your body doesn't know that your thoughts are just thoughts. They don't know what's real and what's not. So your body reacts to all the bullshit that you're putting it through. That's what's fucking you up. You want heart health. You want body health. You want to feel invigorated and young, and you want to just feel youthful and energetic, then fucking stop living in the fight or flight response. Your body feels the shit you're clinging to. So try putting your attention back on that breathing until you feel calm, and then look for the solutions, okay? Take a cold shower or a fucking ice bath. I don't do ice baths. Not now, not yet. I don't even know when. And a cold showers help me, but I don't stay in there for very long. Okay. I let it shock my body. I come back to being grounded and I'm like, holy fuck, that sucked. So what else? What could suck more than a cold shower? You're going to be like, oh, that's no big deal. I take a cold shower, bitch. And I feel like that's what an ice bath would do. Like, who the fuck can fuck with you when you're a cold ass bitch who takes fucking ice baths? Nothing. If you can handle a fucking 50-degree bath, you can handle anything. Anything. And this physically diminishes your stress response. It shocks your body into the present moment. And you're like, oh, fuck. Aware, alert, you're on it. Nothing could be worse than that. Not your fucking workout. Not your, you know, meal plan. Not your mother-in-law. I don't give a fuck what the worst thing is you could face. It will not be as bad as a cold fucking shower. Okay? You've got to take action. When you assertively deal with negative issues, you're taking control. Sitting around and thinking about shit is a passive activity. You only think long enough to find a solution and then you fucking fire off and implement it. Okay? No dwelling, bitch. We find the solution and then we implement. Action will dissipate stress and build confidence and optimism. Raise your hand if you want to be confident. All of you do. You, bitch, you want to be confident. You want to be optimistic. You want to, and you're just choosing the bullshit. I get it. Stress is unavoidable, but your ability to manage stress is greatly enhanced with effort. And you'll be surprised at how stress resistant you can become, especially if you microdose. Listen to yesterday's podcast. Mushrooms help. But when you can handle more stress with greater comfort, you empower yourself to make positive changes. And this will affect your health, your career, your relationships, and bitch, your literal happiness and self-love. It's a thing and it's going to affect you. So now we're going to spread some positive emotion. Okay? Because bitches are walking around just fucking up the air with their negative drama and their bullshit and their bad days and their bad lives and their bad hips and their bad hearts and their bad bodies and whatever else the fuck they're complaining about. Okay? So what we want to learn to do is to support people around us without losing your cool, and then like give off our good vibes. Okay? So if you do everything I just went through, where you can be a calm Zen motherfucker, then you can start learning how to put out good energy for other people. Most people just want a listening ear and a space to feel understood. So it's just a matter of when you come into someone that needs you, this bitch just needs you to listen, right? We get that. And sometimes that's all we need to do is just listen to them. But you have to actively remind yourself that the emotions they're expressing aren't about you. They're about whatever situation is stressing them out. That is their problem. And you maintain mental and emotional distance. That doesn't mean you're being cold. You're practicing active listening by mirroring what they're saying, right? So someone is having a tough time. You just want to say things like, well, you know, is this a message your body is telling you that you need to slow down? Is your body telling you you need to slow down? Is your body telling you it needs a break? Have you done the normal things of taking care of yourself? You know, it sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed. You know, ask gentle follow-up questions of, you know, like, well, what did you say to her? You know, your role is to give perspective, not give yours up. Okay? Give perspective. Don't lose your perspective. Next step, if you want to put out some positive radiating energy, is to set boundaries. We want to be there for people, but sometimes we do have to disengage. That's it. Because if negative emotions build, that's leading to conflict. So leave a stressful situation, or suggest that you guys talk after you've calmed down, okay? And if someone is fucking asking you for space, I did this with my teenage daughter. Well, I guess she's 19. She's still a teenager, right? I did this with her a couple weeks ago where I was like, you know, you need to take space when you're mad because you just blow up and it's not healthy for anyone. So take the space. And I'll be damned if she asked me for space and I didn't fucking give it to her. You know, literally, insert foot into mouth. It happened. And it's fine. I mean, we got through it. I saw the awareness and I moved through the lesson. But you cannot take it personal when someone needs space, okay? Let them just chill the fuck out. And especially in a professional setting, you can actively choose not to engage with someone. Distance yourself from the stress. Or ask them what's up. And if, you know, anybody else can collectively address the issue. Okay. You've got to make these mirror neurons work for you, and they can work against you, but it's better if we continue to let them work for us. We engage with other people's positive emotions. Listen to happy music, congratulate people, compliment people. I know something actively that I do when I'm bartending is I make it a point to make the eye contact with people. I make eye contact with people and I hold a level of energy that I won't let them not meet me at. And sometimes that sucks if I'm having a bad day because I still have that habit of, you know, eye contact or whatever. And I can imagine it probably doesn't always make people feel good, but majority of the time, it is a positive energy that I get to spread. And like, you change the room. It's like when someone is fucking sick, right? Say, you know, your Aunt Judy just got a cancer diagnosis and she's feeling terrible. And you come in there and your face is sad and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like that sadness is not, it's not beneficial. I'm not saying don't feel bad for Aunt fucking Judy. It's like coming in with that positive energy, like, all right, bitch, this fucking sucks. What are we going to do about it? Like, where do we go from here? Something I've experienced in the coaching industry is like, let people have their moment, but you can't stay there. I get that you lost your son. What now? Where do we go? Like, where do you want to be? How can you honor him? And we talk about those situations in the present moment of coming into that awareness of like, yes, the situation sucks. Here's the thing. People die. That's not a secret. That's the only promise we're guaranteed. is that people are going to die and we're going to go through some shit, but we can't stay there. We can't stay there. Positive energy is healing. It's healing. And that's what we want to do. We want to spread positivity. We are inherently social. Even my antisocial people, there's a part of us that still craves being around people. It's just in our nature. But just practice the positive thinking skills and be awed by humans' incredible sensitivity to empathy. That's it. Smile at people. Just be fucking kind, because you don't know what people are going through and you don't have to own their shit. You don't have to experience what they're feeling. You don't have to relate to what they're feeling. You don't have to understand. You just listen and then you elevate them. How can you elevate people? You have to have a strong foundation in your own shit. You got to be zen, bitch. You got to be zen. Okay? I fucking love you, and I expect you today to do something kind for someone else, to just practice changing the energy. One of the best things for my relationship is that when my husband kind of feels shitty, I end up being sarcastic and funny and he changes his mood. That's it. If I can say something to distract him that is funny, and bitch, we know I'm hilarious. I'm hilarious. Or I just annoy the shit out of him so he forgets his current stress problem, right? It's the thing. You can elevate people's energy. And I feel like women, God, we are so fucking powerful. There is a reason there was a saying going around that if mommy's not happy, no one's happy. I don't agree with that. Happy spouse, happy house. Everybody should be mutually taking care of their happiness. But that's the truth. And I'm not talking about the happiness that I expect other people to put on me, but I'm saying when I own my shit and I feel really good, my house is zen and my house is calm, even in the chaos. When I'm not feeling good, there is nothing feeling good about this house. And it's contagious and it's nasty and it brings everybody down. When I'm good, then we can all, you know, just kind of brush off the 8-year-old tantrum or, you know, the 4-year-old spiraling, whatever it is. We can get through it. We as women have energetic spiritual power to be able to control the emotions of people in a room. We just do. It's in our nature. It's something about our, you know, feminine power. We just have a gift. I want you to learn to use it, to use it to your advantage, to use it to the advantage of other people, and to just put some good shit out there. Isn't there enough bullshit? People are just dealing with enough bullshit. And you know that because everybody's so fucking negative. We're going to change that. So I encourage you today to go out, do something kind, smile at someone, be brave, change the energy, feel good about yourself so you can help other people feel good about themselves. It's a power. Be powerful, bitch.